Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
And I'm Val.
That's a very musical entrance. I liked it.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's not make this a thing for the entire podcast, please. Or let's. I really don't care. Whatever. Whatever makes you smile, let's go with that. Because I'd rather you not punch me in the face.
Well, we're only friends through the internet, so I don't know how that's going to happen.
You will find a way. I believe in you.
I know where you
live. You do know where I live, and that's rare. Most people don't. Most people do not.
It's funny.
You've been closer to being inside my house than most of my best friends.
You can just ask, oh, what color are you? White. Oh, that gives a lot of direction to what street and location you live on.
Yeah, could we not do that maybe? That'd be great. Thanks, buddy. You want to give your sister's social security number too? Like, is this what we're doing now? Is that going to be your bit, giving out people's private information on this podcast? Hey, everybody, guess where this idiot lives? Does anybody want to know his grandmother's maiden name?
The last four digits of your social security number.
2734? What? Ah!
What about your PIN number?
I'll tell you this much. It's not this anymore, but it used to be butts.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't butts. It was just butt, B-U-T-T, because it's four digits, but B-U-T-T. Yeah, it's not that anymore, though, so good luck, other people.
How else am I going to get your money?
Ask, really. I mean, like, come on. It's not that hard. It's just like, hey, can you buy me this? Like, okay. Yeah. So how are you doing, Valerie Yolanda Beattie?
A really good middle name.
It is.
I am well. I had, I think, what was my first and only version of a high school reunion this weekend.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh. How did that go?
So I don't know if you get this from me, but I didn't really exactly peak in high school. So I hung out with a bunch of kids who, like, we used to get their older sisters, like, buy us beer, and it was always, like, expired beer somehow. So we would drink, like, Keystone Light and, like, play video.
All right, so here's a secret for you. They didn't buy you beer. They just went and grabbed whatever beer they hadn't drank and just kept it around for you. So they basically just were using you as an extra source of funding.
Yeah.
So, smart. That's entrepreneurship.
I also, in high school, like, had, like, bouts of girlfriend groups that I, like, would go in and out of. So, like, I didn't really ever have a steady group of girlfriends. I always hung out with these guys. So, my best friend was this kid, Joe. Actually, there was, like, several Joes now that I think about it. There was also a JoJo. Yeah. So
wait, I need clarification on this. JoJo, like as in J-O-J-O, or is their name like Joe McJosephson?
No, it was JoJo, like J-O-J-O, yeah.
So like Mojo JoJo, the monkey from Powerpuff Girls. Okay. Did you get that reference, by the way? Just out of curiosity. I don't know. You're like 7.5 years old. I don't know what references you'll get.
I used to have them on VHS.
Oh, wow. You remember VHS.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I've had two players in my life. So, yeah, we decided through, like, a random Facebook comment thing that we should do a reject reunion. And cause that's what we consider ourselves. Somehow, like, he made the event, and then all of a sudden he just came up with a date, and it was the week after, and I was like, okay, I'm down. I mean, now that I'm out of retail and I have weekends open, I don't actually have plans on the weekends anymore. So here I am.
Yeah, right.
So it was literally him and his fiance. Well, one kid and his fiance. And then one guy showed up for like 5 minutes. My boyfriend's sister showed up with a guy that I actually knew from my high school because they're dating now. Small light bulb. And that was it. And my best friend from high school, Jamie, but that's about it. Like, oh yeah. There was also a girl from another high school that was there who is our age, but
makes sense.
She was just there. I was like,
how did she get involved in your reunion?
No idea. I think they just had plans to hang out and he was like, why don't you just come? I don't know. They play Dungeons & Dragons though through the computer on Friday nights, and I really want to get in on that.
You should.
I know. I'd be a mage.
I'm sorry, you like what?
Like a mage.
Yeah, that was the part I wanted. I wanted the weird owl noise.
Mages with, are the, owls, right?
with the yes, majors are all owls.
And look, I'm gonna be completely honest, I've never played Dungeons and Dragons. I've always wanted to. I don't think I'll get it. But I've seen the movie, so I think I'm good. Like, I think I'm okay. I also own the movie on DVD.
Okay. I think you've just proven that you have more dedication to Dungeons & Dragons than most people in this world. So, I've never played it. I've never watched the movie. I have tons of friends who played it. I don't know why I never got involved. I guess they just didn't want me around. That's sad.
It's a group to get into. I can't find anyone that wants to be my friend that plays it. So, anyone who's out there that listens to this, if they play Dungeons and Dragons, I will show up and I will bring wine. You just need to do a lot of explaining. Putting it out there.
That's actually a really good offer. I think you might be able to put that up as a Craigslist ad if they still do those.
Ew, I should do that. I should have put that on my Tinder page when I was single. Will play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that would have brought out all the high quality gentlemen.
It would have. I think so.
No, it definitely would have. I'm sorry. Did that come out sarcastically? That was just how I talk. That was sincere. I'd have been swiping for years. Been like, where's the one who wants to play Dungeons and Dragons with me? Oh, there she is. Ah, she was right in front of me all the while.
Valerie of Levitonia. There we go. Valerie of Levitonia, the maiden. With the golden hair. And she's also a mage.
Can you say the word mage without doing the owl sound? I don't think you can, right? Good. Good. That's healthy. That's a good thing.
I do want to make an announcement. I weighed myself.
No.
And I've lost
15 pounds. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I've lost 15 pounds.
Congratulations.
And I think it's all because of tequila, to be honest.
That's the new Weight Watchers, I think. It's just drink a lot of tequila and go to awkward high school reunions. That's the new weight loss plan for the new millennium.
Yeah.
It's so much better than like Atkins, really.
Well, the thing is, and I hate to say that my boyfriend was right about anything, but so I drank a lot of vodka soda, as we discussed, I think last week it was. We were talking about what our drinks are. Girls can drink vodka all the time if they're on a diet, but they won't lose the weight that they want in the amount of time because it's from a grain. So you drink tequila, which is from like just a regular plant. You know, I didn't really make any sacrifices with dieting. I just had to sacrifice my soul and work out.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's where my issue is. Like every morning I wake up to my alarm going like, hey, go to the gym. And every night I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to do it. And then in the morning I'm like, oh, tomorrow, it's fine. I don't care. I could be 900 pounds and just die alone. It's fine. Whatever.
Actually, you sleep, though, you're actually still burning calories.
And not the way I do it.
To be honest, last week I did not go to the gym. And then I made like my milestone weight. So, and I slept all week last week. So, I don't know. I think there's a little connection there.
What are you doing while you're sleeping? That's the question. You know what's happening. You're going out and committing crimes. That's how that's going.
I'm imagining that I'm playing Dungeons and Dragons in real life. I sweat.
I'm out there pretending that I'm a mage. Woo!
Mage Val! Woo!
Did you sneeze or cough?
Oh, that was a cough. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I just didn't know if I was supposed to say bless you or shut up. So I wanted to find out. Now that I know, I can say shut up.
How was your weekend?
I don't remember. Oh, it was good. It was good. I went to, I had a 4-day weekend this weekend because I worked a whole bunch. And so then I take a 4-day weekend after like 11 days straight. Thursday night, I went to see Weird Al at the Apollo Theater. It was the best thing ever.
Bless you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was so soon.
It was. It was literally last week. Oh. I went. I will say this. The Apollo Theater seating, very uncomfortable. Extraordinarily so. And I was stuck between my father, which was fine, and then just a weird dude who was just like kind of stretchy all over the place and then kept on standing up. We were in the back row, so it didn't like affect anybody behind us, but it was weird that he was hovering over me the entire time. And then singing just songs that are like from Bad Hair Day. He was one of those. I was like, oh, ooh. Like, I mean, I don't care. I want everybody to like what they like based on whatever, but like, don't start singing just one album worth of songs in my ear, especially if you're not going to be on key and your name isn't Weird Al Yankovic.
So I am, as obviously no one is as big of a fan as you are. What songs are on Bad Hair Day?
Bad Hair Day is the Amish Paradise album. That was the first one where I believe that was the one immediately after the Off the Deep End. And that was like his second set of big albums. But it was a cool concert. It was it's called the Ill-Advised Vanity Tour. It's all like the B-sides and his original music and whatnot. And the things that unless if you are a giant dork, you don't know. There were songs that my father hadn't heard before in there. I heard everything because I am a giant dork. But you know, there's a couple of songs where he was like, oh, I don't remember that one. I'm like, yeah, it's because I don't listen to that album very frequently because that's just how that works. It was awesome. It was a real good show. I would like to go see it again. If he's listening, first of all, I love you. And secondly, please do this show for the rest of your life. Thank you. Except get the Hamilton polka in there, please, because I needed a polka. There was no polka.
Didn't he like just come out with that?
Yeah. And I mean, I get why he didn't do it. It is a very complicated song to do. And just get it. Have you listened to the Hamilton soundtrack?
No.
Okay. So there's a lot of parts in there that it's just, it's obviously like, you know, a lot of rapping sort of stuff because it's a hip hop musical. And there are parts of it that are very, very fast that would be hard to do without a lot of rehearsal. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why he didn't do it, but you should have done it anyway. I mean, come on, really. That's for me. Because there's no better cross-section of my life than Weird Al and musical theater. Like, only if it was a musical theater based on comic books and Weird Al. That would have been, and everyone was eating pizza at the same time. That would be the perfect me thing.
That would be your own personal heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be, they might as well just call that Ed the Polka, and I'd be fine.
You know, so if you like died tomorrow and God Rude. Was like, so here you go. Here's your own personal heaven. That I'm pretty sure that like checks all the boxes.
Yeah, it does. 100%. You, that's there's nothing more on brand than that for me. So yeah, I did that, and then I did a lot of sleeping.
Well,
because I worked 11 days and I was very tired.
How many hours did you work during the day?
A lot, like 7, 8, whatever. The problem was, and this has been my problem with, this is like my only problem with my job until now, was that I hadn't ordered a new office chair. So I was sitting in a chair that was probably about as old as you. You're 13, right? Yeah. I had gotten it back when I started, like maybe like 2 years into my time at Best Buy, which at this point was 14 years ago. So it's an old chair. And my back has been in pain and everything. And now I have my new chair. And oh my God. It's the best. I can sit here. Like, I've been sitting here all day. Just be like, so comfortable.
Now I am unstoppable.
I think I might be. I think I might be unstoppable. That's why I'm wearing my T-Rex with extender arms t-shirt today, because I am indeed unstoppable.
My office chair at work literally looks like it's out of the Flintstones.
Looks like it's what?
Out of the Flintstones.
Oh, Flintstones. I think it's out of the Fun Zone, and I was like, what does... See, my brain's still on UHF, and Fun Zone was a song from... my brain's still on Weird Al, and his movie was UHF, and Fun Zone was a song from UHF, so I was like, wait, what? That's a real weird... Are you about to tell me you're drinking from the fire hose? Because that's intense.
If my chair looked like it came out of Fun Zone, I would not be about to complain right now.
Yeah, that's true. That would be fun. It's just a ball pit.
It's just a ball pit.
That's it.
I work for a wine company, and I sit in a ball pit and work.
That's the dream, really. That's the American dream.
I'm a real American.
That's true. Fact check. Hashtag true facts. There you go.
But yeah, it has like a cobblestone type of like material, like print on it. And
okay, I thought you were about to say the chair was made out of cobblestones. I was gonna be like, you're literally talking about a chair from the Flintstones. That's horrible. That's not good for your back.
It looks like someone chewed the armrest.
I told you I was sorry about that. Why you gotta be airing my dirty laundry out here? It's rude.
Yeah, and it's a bad time. And going from standing at your job 24/7 to sitting at your job 24/7, it's a life. I feel very lazy.
Yeah, it's a problem. So it's gotten to the point where now my watch is just like, I'm not even going to tell you to stand up because you're not going to do it, you ass. It's gotten to the point where my watch has given up on me. It's sad. It hurts my feelings.
Speaking of giving up on things, did you see the wonderful video I tagged you in on Facebook?
I did see. I didn't actually watch the video, but I saw the thing. But you should tell the people. You should tell the people what it was.
So it's basically a commercial for a Juggalo dating website. And it is... What is the word? Oh, fantastic?
I suppose. I mean, like, it is a sketch. It's a comedy sketch, so it's not for an actual site, unfortunately. That would have been the best. Like, I would have been, do you realize how much I'd clean up on a Juggalo dating site? Like, I don't know any of the Insane Clown Posse, but I can guarantee you I'll be more entertaining. And I'm so pale that I don't actually need clown makeup, so what do you say to that, ladies?
The black, like, paint. You would just need to sit.
Yeah.
Make fun eyebrows.
Well, it's like I've got dark eyebrows, and I'm always so tired that I do have dark circles under my eyes. So it's kind of like I come pre-juggalo-fied.
You are a natural juggalo.
Don't ever say that about me again. I get it in the context of the situation, but I want you to be clear that any other time that you'd have said that, I would have ended this podcast. I would have just been like, no.
Drug doing murderous clown that raps about doing those activities.
Yeah. You're just a clown who raps about how magnets work. It's fine. That's literally my only Insane Clown Posse point of entry. It's just, I know that they asked how do they work? I'm like, science, man.
Wasn't Insane Clown Posse only two people though?
I think so. You're now getting into what I would consider Insane Clown Posse deep cuts. Which is, if you're going to ask me more about, like, oh, how many people were in it? Do they all have nostrils? That's way more information than I have. You're the one that dated the Juggalo. You tell me, how many people are in Insane Clown Posse?
Oh, no. But there are, like, breakout bands, like, not bands, but, like, groups, like, Wizted with a T, with a Z. Sure there's more, but I can't think of them. But like, they're only like groups, like couple.
Why wouldn't you have all of those bands memorized? What could possibly be more important? Like, I don't know, anything. What could possibly be taking up more brain space than Insane Clown Posse spin-off bands? It seems like a bit of a stretch for how you should be living your life.
Well, do you know what I actually graduated with? Like, what my degree was in when I graduated last May?
Last May? I think it was Juggalo Studies.
Yes. It was the study of juggalogically. Juggalogically.
Juggalology? Is that what you're trying to say? Are you trying to say juggalog? Wow, all right. That is hard. Never mind. I was going to mock you, and then I couldn't do it. Damn it. tried so hard.
But yeah, I wore my face paint proud, and I walked across that stage, and I shook that dean's hand, and I was like, Juggalo means family.
then he just looked at you and went, respect. And it was all, you all understood each other. It was like after how many years is it? Four years. You finally saw each other as the people that you truly are, instead of the adversaries that you had imagined you'd be. I'd watch that movie. I got to be honest with you. If there was like a Juggalo school movie,
I think it's called Clown College.
Okay. I would not watch that movie because that sounds like a weird clown porno. But if it was like higher education with clowns, then I would do it.
You ever see Higher Learning? Was it Higher Learning?
No.
The one, I think Omar Epps. No, Busta Rhymes is in it too. And there's like this one point when this guy goes, because it's a 90s movie about smoking pot in college, and it's like, I don't really remember a lot of it, but I just remember this guy going, what is higher? What is learning? And I just remember thinking, what is higher learning? I really don't know.
You were so stoned watching that movie, weren't you?
It was the first time I smoked pot, yes.
Well, if you're going to do it to something, that's a pretty good idea.
Well, it's supposed to be
better that than like The Sound of Music, which I feel like would really throw you off. Like, all of a sudden you'd be like, Nazis are somewhere? Uh-oh.
No, Julie Andrews, get out of there!
What are you doing? By the way, fun fact, love musicals, hate The Sound of Music.
Why?
Because none of the songs do anything. I hate musicals where the songs are just incidental, like, additions, which was very popular for a long time. I like songs that, like, forward the plot.
Okay. I mean, you know, everyone has their thing. I've actually never seen the whole movie the whole way through. I've only seen bits and pieces.
Okay. You're not missing much, as far as I'm concerned.
I watched Schindler's List for the first time a couple months ago.
Very different than The Sound of Music. Not a musical, first of all.
Not a musical, but about the same time period.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Can I tell you my terrible joke?
Yeah.
Every time I go onto an elevator, the company that makes elevators is Schindler, so I call them Schindler's Lifts.
That's hilarious.
And I say it to myself in my head and it amuses me, but I'm afraid that I'm going to get yelled at eventually. But it's like, it's what it is. It is. It's made by a company called Schindler. And if I was in England, it would be called Lyft. Schindler's Lyft.
In my own opinion, they're missing out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't see it as being insulting to anybody except for possibly the other manufacturers of elevators. What are you doing, Otis? It's weird that I know two brands of elevators. It's so weird that I genuinely know that Otis and Schindler are two elevator brands. I couldn't name a third if I tried, but I still think two is more than most people could do.
Yeah. I 100% agree with you on that. Yeah, I have nothing to continue with that.
That's all right. That was kind of that. I kind of expected that one to be like, oh, that's how that segment ends. That's just, oh, it's going to be a weird bit about elevator manufacturing. Fun.
I know of a brand of vents that is like all over Long Island. And it's funny because lead singer of Nine Inch Nails is called Trent Reznor. And then whenever I have vents and they have the name Reznor on it, I always think, Bent Reznor.
Nice. Nice. That's another good one. Oh, I'm going to keep that in the old Think Vault.
Thanks for writing the music for that Facebook movie, you dick.
Speaking of Facebook, good call out. How about how much trouble Facebook's in this week? I'm so excited because in case if you're like listening to this for the first time, I hate Facebook. I hate it with a passion. It's the worst. The only reason I have a Facebook account is because it syncs my Angry Bird pop data from my phone to my iPad. If it wasn't for that, I'd have left Facebook years ago. But I refuse to lose all 1,800 levels that I've completed in Angry Birds Pop. Yeah, that's right.
I like that you hate it openly, but you still have an account because you know that like a lot of things are easier because you have Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the problem, that it's used everywhere for just like authentication and data syncing and whatnot. And so I need one. And, I got to be able to post things to Facebook for this podcast. That's a thing. But like, honestly, I could offload that on you. I could. It'd be fine.
Really could. I should take over the social media. Not all of it. I know Dominique does it, but if anything needs help, let me know.
Well, anything I could do to spend less time on Facebook, which I already spend as little time on Facebook as humanly possible, that would be fantastic. But you've seen their situation this week, right?
Yeah,
with the whole first last week they had, Cambridge Analytica is stealing all of your data thanks to a quiz about, I don't know, what character from The Adventures of the Gummy Bears would you be like? I don't know what it actually was, but I decided to go for a Gummy Bears reference there. Because I like to be old and mention things from the Disney afternoon that nobody else remembers. But this week, so a lot of people after that were doing a whole like hashtag delete Facebook, all this stuff. And you can download your data from Facebook to see what they've collected on you. And if you've used it on an Android phone, odds are they have your call logs, your SMS history, and your entire contact list uploaded to their servers. And everyone's freaking out about it. And I love it because I want Mark Zuckerberg to fail.
That short asshole.
Seriously, like, come on. Like, don't get me wrong. I didn't particularly care for Tom from MySpace either, but at least he's funny. Mark Zuckerberg is a turd. It's Mark Zucker turd, if you ask me. That's my hot take.
You get 10 points. 10 points.
10 points for Hufflepuff.
And at least Tom, like, was your friend. You know what I mean? Like, when you see your MySpace, you at least have one friend. Mark Zucker, he didn't even have a profile. He didn't want to be your friend. He was like, fuck you.
Yeah, no, he was not about... He wasn't as inclusive as good old MySpace Tom was.
I wish I could go back to MySpace. Someone posted about it, and I reposted it on Facebook, ironically. Because, like, MySpace gave you... You can put up a song as, like, when the people are on your profile, which is so much fun. Because it's like, welcome to my page! Hey, you want to listen to some Jimmy World... some AFI when I'm really dark and broody. And it's like, it's so cool. And you can change the colors.
You could add glittery text like it was a GeoCities page. Very helpful. Great web design. I don't know. I kind of miss pre being bought out by the Murdoch company MySpace, but I also don't. Because I don't need a lot of people seeing all the mistakes I made in the early 2000s, which is basically all MySpace was. It's just a chronicle of, hey, what's all the dumb shit Ed did in his 20s? Oh, it's all on MySpace. That's good.
I wish I could find my MySpace. There would be some quality Valerie gold.
I bet you I could find it.
I challenge you. I've tried it so many times. I will give you all my credentials.
I won't even need your credentials because I think I still have a MySpace account that I can log into.
Well, I heard after a while they deleted profiles.
I'm sorry?
I heard after a while they started deleting profiles.
Let's find out.
Anywho.
They did! Yeah. They did because my profile page is gone.
Isn't that sad?
No, that's great. That is good news.
I learned how to do like some minor coding on that because I wanted like my colors on my page to be like a certain red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like it's funny because every person that's my age or your age can say that. Like they learned how to do that because of MySpace.
Okay, I could say that I learned how to do that way before MySpace, but yes.
Hey, hello, I'm Ed and I know how to do everything.
I don't know how to do everything, but I know how to do most things, and that's what's important.
You know what I know how to do?
Breakdance.
I wish I could break dance. Actually, the other day when, I think it was Saturday, my boyfriend and I were walking past like a box on the ground and it was flattened. I was like, oh my God, we can totally break dance on this. And he starts dancing on it. It was really funny.
That's intense. I used to be able to break dance when I was 5.
Really?
Yeah. My aunt was a professional break dancer and they taught me how to do some break dancing.
How have you never told me about this before? That's amazing.
I'm sorry. I feel like I should have told you that before. I'll tell you this now. This new news. This breaking news.
Breaking news.
I'm going to start taking tap dancing lessons. Seriously? I made that decision. I decided to further strengthen my musical theater and questionable life choices brand. I am going to learn how to tap dance.
That's awesome.
That's going to be my thing.
I'm really excited to hear stories.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Like, just genuinely just...
Are you going to have a recital?
I hope so.
Can I go?
Yes, of course. Everyone is invited, but you are required to be there. It's either going to be a recital or a one-man show. I'm not sure which, but it will happen. Mark my words.
A one-man show. A one-Ed show.
Yeah, how many more Eds do you need? Really?
I don't need any comment.
Aw, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
No, because I can't read minds.
True. I miss the days when we used to go to Dave and Buster's and play Deal or No Deal.
Oh, those are good. Those are good times. I have a lot of
hours doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I spent a lot of money doing that. Money that I could have used to pay bills, but I didn't. I don't regret it.
I think
I made the right choice. You don't regret me paying and not paying my bills? Yeah, I'm sure you don't. Doesn't really affect you now, does it?
Those are good nights, though.
They were. They were good times.
Yeah. I miss Deal or No Deal. My new apartment is close to the Dave and Buster's, so if you ever want to do a rematch.
I'm game. Mm-hmm. Let's do this thing. Let's go right now. They're still open for 20 minutes.
Oh, speaking of last night, I mentioned that we went to George Martin's Burger
yeah.
Bar.
Mm-hmm.
We closed it down on a Sunday night.
Wow. Party animals over here.
Closed the dine and they kicked us out. It was so awkward.
They kicked you out?
Yeah, because they're like, hey, so we're closing.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't closed out a place so badly that they were like, please leave in years. That's impressive. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Did you at least leave a good tip? Like, I don't know. Don't iron, just get a steamer. It's much easier and better for your clothing. It's a good tip.
Get a 10-foot long iPhone charger. It will change your life.
Yeah.
It really has.
That's intense. I got myself a nice new wireless charger for next to my bed. It's the best.
So you just put the phone on top of it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a dock sort of one. So I just put the phone right there and then I go to sleep. Instead of what used to be me going like, I can't find lightning port. How do I work this? Meh.
I had a story prepared for tonight, too. I guess it's gone.
No, remember it. Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here, while you're trying to think about it, did you see the Stormy Daniels interview on 60 Minutes last night?
I didn't, but I had a really fun time on it. They should have called it 69 Minutes and went.
Nice. Nice. That would have been good. That would have been good. I did watch it. I was, first of all, very disappointed because, like, CBS really wussed out and didn't show any pictures of Donald Trump's dick. Like, why are you even wasting my time here?
Exactly. Like,
I'm here to see if he's got a shriveled dong or, like, maybe he's got a very handsome wiener. I don't know. Is that a thing that exists?
Of money. He can have it manicured, you know.
Manicured!
You know, pretty orange.
Yeah, he could have it in good spray tan done. Nice even coat. Oh look, is it Donald Trump or an Oompa Loompa's dick? We'll never know.
Checking with like carrot.
Yeah, it does take Wax and the Carrot to a whole new world. It really does. But my thing about it was, I mean, so first of all, we didn't see a picture, which I guess, all right, fine. You know, FCC rules, whatever. But what I really liked was afterward, to try to promote you going to their website, they have this 60 minutes, like, after 60 minutes after dark or whatever it is. And they had Anderson Cooper on talking about how the breadth of the story, just how wide-ranging it was. And he said, and I'm quoting here, I think there is a lot more to come on this story. And I was just like, yeah, there is. You even know what you just said. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Like, I feel in my heart that he does know, but I also, part in my heart, hope that he doesn't. So it's just like a happy accident just for me. She's like, I think there's more to come on this story. Skibbity, skibbity, skew.
The second of the camera stopped rolling, he was like, that was a good one. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. The minute the camera stopped rolling, he's just chest bumping everybody. Like Anderson Cooper 360 chest bump. Whoa! What's the matter over there?
Sorry, I took a note of what I wanted to say, and I'm trying to find it.
I kind of hope the note just, like, says just cheese. Which gives you no clue as to what you wanted to talk about, but it's just like, cheese. Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, actually, speaking of...
cheese or pornography?
Carrots?
Okay. Still ties in.
I had to make a list of things that, like, I still needed for the apartment. Like, if you remember, I think I said, like, 2 weeks ago, I'm, like, super prepared to move out. Like, I just need the walls to put the stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
I realized I am not as prepared as I thought. So, I posted on Snapchat, like, on Saturday morning because I was trying to put off going to the gym. And I was like, I need to drink some coffee. Let's find some stuff that I need. Turns out I need a whole lot of stuff. So, I'm looking for a good peeler. So, my mom went out and tried to find me a peeler because she's the best mom in the world. She comes back with a can opener. Turns out I need a can opener too.
That's a happy accident, because if you did not need a can opener, that would have been very disappointing. Like, oh, I here's your peeler. That's a can opener. That's not how that works. No. No, I'm not trying to peel cans. I'm trying to peel carrots and or cucumbers and or potatoes.
Yeah.
And or cod. I don't eat fish. I don't know if cod needs to be peeled or not.
But you know what's really sad? I'm probably not going to be eating as many potatoes when I move
that
out.
That is sad. That is sad. That's a damn shame.
I know. Because I'm going to have to learn how to make them myself. And
not hard. Not hard at all. I will come and teach you how to cook potatoes. I'm an excellent... I'm excellent at cooking. But I am very good at cooking potatoes because look at me. I have to be to maintain this... you know, godlike physique.
You know,
the god, of course, being Dionysus, but you know, whatever, still a god.
That's the best god.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't win. I mean, what else do you want to be a god of? Like, war? Okay, go home, Athena.
It's true. She's not drunk. She needs to go home.
Yeah. She's just like, oh. You know, you guys want to fight? And Dionysus like, no, I got wine. And Athena's like, but no, we have to have war because I am the goddess of war. Go home. Go home. And then there's
I want there to be a podcast where it's just you explaining the gods. Just, but as you're drinking more and more, it's like, listen, so you got yourself Ares. And he's a jerk. Mustache. Why?
Well,
wasn't a thing.
Let's just call it what it is. Zeus is a fuckboy.
That's true. That is true. That's basically what that is. Wow. I wish I could title this episode that. I can't because iTunes would reject it, but know that in my heart, that's the title of this episode.
It's like... He was such a terrible, like, why do people worship this guy that just went around and they're like, oh, hey, you have a vagina. Boom, baby. Babies everywhere.
It's true.
Just like raining sperm.
He was prolific porker.
He was so crazy that Athena was born out of a migraine in his brain. So it was like, in turn, he got so many women pregnant that he became pregnant himself.
Which I didn't think was possible. But apparently science says it is, because if that's how that happened, that's science.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is basically a modern day Zeus because he was in that movie with the pregnant man.
Okay. So. Yeah. 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 I don't remember the name of that movie. Oh my God.
It's going to bother me though. I must to IMDb. So, what's going on with you, I think?
It was Junior. Junior is the name of the movie. I was right. I was thinking about it. It was Junior. Junior with Danny DeVito. That was one of their many. I love that they have like three different movies that they were in together. It makes me feel. I think there was. I could be wrong. It might just be Junior and Twins. But in my soul, I feel like there must be a third one. Just to complete the trilogy.
Actually, what's really funny, the pregnant man, the woman who became a man and got pregnant, has the same last name as me.
Wow.
All a family dynasty.
That's intense. That's good work.
Good time.
Are you actually related to them? Because that would be very interesting. Like that'd be a good connection to have.
No, definitely not. I mean,
rude.
There's also Warren Beatty, Ned Beatty. He was in that Deliverance movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, no, not related to any of them. You know who I am related to, though?
Mark Wahlberg.
That would be really funny.
It would be awful, because at some point I'd be at one of your little, like, you know, family function parties, like for your graduation or something, and then Mark Wahlberg would show up and then get real awkward because I can't be like, hey, you know what? I hate every movie you've ever been in.
You hated The Departed?
I don't actually remember The Departed. I remember a lot of things about Mark Wahlberg that may not be true. He just irritates me. I don't have any reason why he irritates me. He just does.
Okay, so Mark Wahlberg is, like, everybody knows he's, like, super good looking and he's super in shape. But not everybody knows that he has 4 kids with the same woman. And she's not, like, an actress or anything. She's a regular woman. And, like, I'm not saying that say anything against her. She's a beautiful woman. So they posted, like, you know those Snapchat stories?
I do.
With, like, the articles and stuff. So I kind of like those sometimes. And they were like, oh, Wahlberg family vacation. So I was like, cool. I'm going to see some Mark Wahlberg facts. They would take a picture of him at the beach being like a beautiful Baywatch, like God. And then they would be like, Mark Wahlberg with his super tight bod running on the beach. And then they would focus on the wife, who was wearing a bikini, who has not shed her baby weight yet, and she looks better than me in a bikini. So I'm like, yes, girl, get it.
Is this one of those moments where white girls all over the place are going, yas, queen?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Queen Wahlberg. And then they would show a picture of her and be like, oh yeah, and then his wife was there.
That's rude.
So, like, that was probably shit. They keep swiping. And then they're like, oh, there he is, the sun glistening on his skin. And then the next caption of the wife was like, and she wore a lavender bathing suit. It was so bad.
Look at his glistening abs. She exists.
Yeah, she's
His hair glistens in the sun. Carbon-based life form.
And then they would be like, oh, he's such a good father hugging his child because she's cold. And then, like, they would show the wife with, like, a dress on and be like, and then she changed into a dress.
That's terrible reporting is what that is. That is just not good.
But I feel like that's how people see Evan and I at the beach, because Evan's, like, really jacked and I'm like, oh, I am a potato. A potato in a bikini.
Well, I gotta be honest, that does sound kind of appealing.
Point.
Oh, I just dad joked the shit out of that. Feels so good.
Dad joke of an episode. Oh, man. Yeah. Huh. You know, did you listen to last week's episode? I don't.
I'm sorry?
Did you listen to last week's episode?
I never listen to any episodes because I live them, so I don't really need to rehash it.
No, I listened to it yesterday, and it's so funny because there are these awkward pauses between all of us, and Dave does not edit them out.
Okay. So So here's the thing with last week's episode. Poor Dave was trying to get all the audio to sync correctly because apparently it was not. And so all those breaks were I saw him. He sent me a picture of what the final edit looked like. And it was like 3 seconds at a time for everybody. And just like that, the poor guy lost his mind. I'm pretty sure he may have died. That might be why he's not here tonight.
He needed a break.
Either that or he's out, you know, proposing to his girlfriend. Either way.
Wait, really?
No. Or maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
Long and unedited? Or is it...
I don't know. I tend not to keep track of other people's relationships timelines because I can barely keep track of mine, what with them being so complicated. Oh, has it been less than a year? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Oh, we're approaching a year? Well, I'll see you. Toodaloo.
I'm coming up on 2 years.
That was a great look for somebody who's about to move in with their boyfriend. I'm coming up to the... I hate it.
No, I never thought I would go this long.
I'm sure he'd be very happy to hear that. That's exactly what you want to hear. I did not think this was going to last that long. Let me tell you, I thought this was going to be like just in and out, done.
I tell him that too, and I'm like, I never thought we were going to last this long. He'd be like, well, I did. And I was like, okay. And I'd be like, because I was going to make it go this long. And I'd be like, that's what she said. And then
that sounds more like a threat to me. Like, oh, if you're gonna leave me, I was gonna lock you in my basement. That's what that sounds like.
Some people are into that.
What hey, listen, as long as everyone's consenting, I don't care. Eat my business. That's a you business, not a me business.
You do you, boo boo.
You damn right.
Oh man. When was their longest relationship?
I'm sorry, you broke up there horribly.
What was your longest relationship?
Did you just ask me how long my longest relationship was? 12 minutes. Or 11 years if you count a job as a relationship, which for me, I do. That's sad.
Was that the job that I met you in?
Yes. Yes, the longest job I ever had was working for Best Buy, and there was a year break, or there's like a 6 month break between things, and then I came back. Fun fact, I thought I had only worked there for 7 years, but I apparently kept repeating the seventh year like 3 times, so that was an issue.
Yeah, I'm coming up on 7 months at my job.
Nice.
For some reason, feels so long to me, but I've worked at jobs for like 3 or 4 years, so I just feel like it's like a career because I can sit down.
That is the difference between a job and a career. Yeah. One you have to stand up at, the other one you can sit down.
One
involves a lot more wearing you know, business casual and saying things like vis-a-vis and synergy.
Or
and
my favorite, as per my last email.
Oh, you're one of those? So am I. I love doing that. I love dropping an as per my last email, or as you can see previously in this thread, you are an idiot. That's why I made a lot of friends when I worked at Best Buy.
Well, I haven't used that yet because I feel like I don't have the bearing to do it yet. I could have, but like I said, I'm only like 7 months in, so like I don't have, you know, that sassy like as per my last email, like mentality. But I have used the one where you re-forward the first one and you say, hey, any update on this?
And like, ooh, the one where you bring the receipts. That's good times. That's what's up. That's a good feeling where you're just like, oh, you're going to ignore me? Here you go. Mm-hmm. I like it when somebody does that to me, but I have responded and they just never saw my response. And then I just resend my response as a forward and be like, this is what you're looking for? Huh? Huh, you ding dong?
that. Yeah. I've gotten to do that twice because it's my boss, Sonia. So yeah.
Rewind.
My boss, she's very much like a mama bird. So like if, not a mama bird, mama bear. That's what I'm on to. So if someone's like asking her like, hey, Valerie didn't do this or Valerie did this, she would just go to me personally, like in an email, be like, did you see this? Or like, did you do this? And then I would forward her the email that I did. And I'm like, yes. And here I am responding to it. And she'll be like, I got you. And then she'll be like, as per this email, Valerie did respond to you. And yeah, she's great. She's awesome.
It's, see, everybody always made fun of me that I keep every email that I've ever gotten, no matter where it's from, just in case if I need to prove that I did something. I don't care who it's to. Could be to my grandmother from 25 years ago. Didn't have email that long ago, but whatever. It's fine. Okay, to be fair, all the – like 25 years ago, I'm pretty sure I was using AOL mail, and I did not keep those emails. So if you have emails from me from 25 years ago, you got me. You got me. Yes, 1992.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut up.
I was one.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
This is the only time I get to feel young, okay? Because I was a bunch of 24-year-olds, and I am the oldest one there, so...
I work with 24-year-olds. Like, oh, God. In my head, you're eternally 24, just so you understand.
Me too.
Like, I don't know how old you actually are at this point. If you want to be honest, I have no idea.
Well, it's been 2 years since I was 24, so.
No, I think you're still 24. It's like the Best Buy thing, where I just keep repeating the year. It's like Groundhog's Day. But this one's way less terrible than the repeated year of Best Buy.
You know what's crazy about 24? Like, I always think that 22 was, like, my crazy, like, single girl year. But 24, the summer of 24, was the absolute craziest summer I've ever had in my life. And it was, like, I started talking to my boyfriend, like, in the beginning of August. And I knew that things were going to get serious. So I just went even more crazy.
That was the year you killed that guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good year. That was a good year. I remember you texting me that time and being like, oh, I got this dead body in my trunk. I was like, girl, I am eating a burger. I don't have time for this nonsense.
No, but then you helped me get rid of all the text messages and the emails and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not a monster.
No, you're a good friend.
I truly am.
No, but that was like the summer that we used to go to Leaky a lot. That bar, and I learned how to dance on a bar.
That was a summer. That was a weird summer. I'm gonna let that one hang there. I think that's how this is. I think that's how this ends. That was a weird summer.
Like I said, I had like I knew that, you know, things were gonna get serious, and that was my last like single summer for a while. So. The girl knows when she's gotta go to the bar. Regardless, it was a cool time. We spent a lot of time together.
I'm sorry?
We spent a lot of time together. We went to the beach a lot.
We did. You spent a lot of time yelling at me. And then we would go to the beach and then your top would accidentally fall off. That was awkward.
Because the top of the back of the yeah, it just
it was legitimately an accident. It wasn't like, you know, accidental. It was like the ocean took away your top. Yeah. But it was very funny to me. Less funny to you, I imagine.
Oh yeah. That was
it could be worse. You could have been with literally anyone else. That would have been a real problem.
That was also the year that that was the summer that I poured it was like a mangarita or something into the iced tea cans. and you bought me that that carry around funnel, so that way I
I wanted you to be I wanted you to be a little classier. I believed in you.
That was a good summer. We should go back to Robert Bones this summer.
If I can, if they have free Wi-Fi, I can work from there. So sure.
Do they have free? No, you have to bring your phone.
I'm sorry?
Didn't you have to bring your phone to be the hotspot?
1 year they had free Wi-Fi. 1 year I did have to use my phone, and the connection was awful.
I remember. But
we'll figure it out. Anywho, I need to go to bed because I actually have to go back to work tomorrow. Stinks. Well, I'm sorry?
Good conversation.
It was quality. You done good. I'm so proud of you.